helping Russia with sanctions. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden announcing the financial restrictions on Russian banks, Russian oligarchs, and Russian sovereign debt.
That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing.
The move in response to Russian troops invading separatist regions of eastern Ukraine after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced yesterday he would recognize the regions. President Biden has also ordered U.S. troops that are already in Europe to move to the Baltics to strengthen NATO forces. After the announcement, Ukraine's foreign minister and Secretary of State Antony Blinken met to discuss the sanctions and other steps the U.S. and its allies may take.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba praised the sanctions against Russia, but said more are needed to address the crimes Russia will commit in the future.
Putin wants much more than a war-torn piece of Ukrainian land and people living there. What stops him is only our unity and resolve.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had a scheduled meeting with Russia's foreign minister this week, but now that the invasion has begun,
and Russia has made clear its wholesale rejection of diplomacy, it does not make sense to go forward with that meeting at this time.
Saying diplomacy is still an option, but only if Russia proves it's serious about de-escalating first. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An autopsy has determined a migrant reportedly shot by a Border Patrol agent over the weekend in southern Arizona died from multiple gunshot wounds. The Cochise County Sheriff's Office says the shooting happened Saturday morning during an encounter between a CBP agent and migrants in the country illegally in a mountainous area about 30 miles northeast of the border town of Douglas. The state of New Hampshire has reached a $25 million settlement with Monsanto over what the state says has been widespread PCB pollution. PCBs are toxic industrial chemicals that are now banned. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
An already controversial proposed law in Florida aiming to prevent discussion of LGBTQ issues in classrooms with young children is now facing further backlash.
A bill currently in the Florida legislature aims to prevent introducing gay and transgender issue studies in elementary school classrooms. The bill is already opposed by Florida Democratic lawmakers and LGBTQ activists, but an amendment to the bill is drawing more ire as it would require school personnel to inform parents should the child assert a gay or transgender identity. Critics say it could put the child in peril if their home isn't safe for LGBTQ persons. The bill's proponents say it should be a family matter. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a Colorado web designer who claims her religious beliefs prevent her from offering wedding website designs to gay couples. Lori Smith also wants to post a statement on her website about her religious beliefs. The High Court is expected to take up the case in the fall. Supply chain issues are impacting truckers in California who are trying to comply with a new law requiring them to have newer vehicles.
All trucks over 14,000 pounds must be replaced by 2010 or newer models. The rule isn't new, though. It's the timing causing the issue. This is a textbook case of supply chain struggles causing inflation. The chip shortage is causing manufacturing delays of new trucks. Fewer new vehicles are being produced, which is driving up the cost of used trucks as well, 96% versus 2020. In many cases, these small owner operators simply can't afford to replace their fleets at that cost. Now, nearly 50,000 trucks registered in California may not be compliant by the deadline. That'll have a huge impact on our ports, as one-third of the trucks going in and out of our California ports will not be able to enter come the end of the year. Now, these truckers tell me they're for green initiatives, but just not at the expense of their jobs. Kelly O'Grady, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 482, the NASDAQ off 166. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.